when you have a lead like that and then you lose the game. I've been on both sides of that before. You have to do things to cooperate. We stopped attacking against their pressure. We shot 12 for 21 from the free throw line and 2 for 15 from the three-point line. And along with that, Clemson really picked up their game, played strong, made some threes. And, you know, we missed some things that we shouldn't have missed, but we did. And give Clemson credit. You know, they came after us and they got us at the end of the game on a great shot. They made a couple great shots during that stretch, and we didn't react very well. So I'm really disappointed, but, you know, we're still 8-7 in the league. We have a game at Virginia, and we'll see how that goes. If, you know, we'll see what we're made of this week, you know, to see if we can get to where we can go down there and play well against Virginia.
Gary, having been through a game like that once or twice in the past, how tough is it to recover from that, no matter what the situation is, what your record is, anything?
It's really tough to recover, especially given the situation tonight. I mean, it's something that's very difficult to do, and only teams with strong character recover, you know, from a game like that. That can be devastating. There's no doubt about it. But at the same time, you know, you take responsibility for the game, you know, and they won. We let it go, and now we have to do something about it, you know, in a positive way. So that's going to be the message when practice starts again.
Coach, defensively, what kind of things do they do down the stretch, especially, you know, with the press as well?
Well, you know, the press is what it is. I mean, we press a lot, not as much this year as I like to, but we press a lot. And, you know, you get some momentum going with it. You get a couple things happen. You know, you stay aggressive with it. You know, you get some contact. And, you know, it just, you know, you just ride out as long as you can with the press. In other words, you get down like that, there's nothing to lose. You go for a steal, if you make contact, so what? You know, you're going to lose by 22. You know, so you play with that attitude where you just let everything go. And they certainly did. We were bad with the ball. They made some good plays. And they still had to make shots. They made some threes, you know, that's really hurt us. Oglesby did a great job, not just the shot at the end. He had a couple other ones that really hurt us also. But big thing is we still had our opportunities. We missed some shots. Obviously, the free throw situation. You know, we've shot 73% from the line all year. We've been a good free throw shooting team, and tonight it wasn't there.
Coach, after you guys, back here, you hit the 20-point lead, timeout was called, and it seemed like everything was going well, and then out of that timeout, it seemed like the energy started to deflate.
Well, you know, I don't know. It's whether in a player's mind he thinks the game's over because we're up 20 in the second half. You know, that might be part of it, but you talk about those things all year about how you have to play for 40 minutes, and Clemson is a good three-point shooting team, and you know that going in, and we gave them some open looks, and you know, with the three-point line now, it's not like, you know, you can catch up pretty quick, as you saw tonight, if you make a couple threes and the other team doesn't score, but you know, we missed some free throws in that stretch that would have broken their momentum maybe, that hurt us, so, you know, we helped the situation, there's no doubt about it.
Coach, you got over here. You got 24 points, a bunch of boards from your bench tonight. What can you say about that?
Oh, it was good. I thought Adrian Bowie, Cliff Tucker, Jerome Burney, you know, did what's asked of them. It's a bench. You know, they come off the bench because the guys that start are considered the best players, and the job of the bench is to give them a rest and keep us in the game, and that's what they did tonight. But you know, we had some letdown in other areas that really hurt us, and you know, it's one of those things where, you know, it stays with you. You know, there's great wins that stays with you for a long time, and there's losses that will stay with you for a long time. This will stay with me for a long time.
Gary, is this one of those weeks where you'd rather have a game on Wednesday to try and get this out of your way, or is it something where you're happy, like as the Miami game you thought the Virginia Tech might have rolled into it?
I don't know. You know, it's just you never know with that. Sometimes you think you'd rather play, but I've seen – you know, where you play well and don't play well with this time off. So we'll see. It is unusual at the end of the year to have this much time off.
Tied up at 70 coming out of the huddle with about 45, I think, seconds left. What was the plan for the tackle?
We tried to go inside. We didn't get it. Grievous got a good look. That's a shot he makes, you know, and it came close. What disappointed me, we didn't have anybody up on the rim because about three guys ran to Grievous when he took the shot. Was, you know, the offensive rebounds, I thought we could have put that ball back in, but we didn't have anybody on the glass in that situation. But that's how we played. You know, we just stood around most of the second half, and I couldn't get him moving. So, you know, that's my responsibility, you know, to point that out to him. But it didn't matter. You know, we couldn't get the effort going on the offensive glass, you know, along with the defensive end.
Coach, you mentioned the defense. You forced 14 turnovers in the first half, and Clemson did a much better job in the second half, just 3 turnovers. What was the difference there?
I thought part of it was our defense. We were a little more passive second half, didn't put as much pressure on them. They were able to do pretty much what they wanted to do. I think that was the big difference. And, you know, it's very disappointing that we couldn't sustain because we were playing great basketball there for a while. We really were playing well.
Late in the stretch, besides the struggles, of course, is there someone that you were looking to for leadership late night?
We have great leadership on this team. Leadership had nothing to do with it. It was a team effort. Coaches, players, everybody's responsible.
Any more questions? Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.